Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It was pretty much a draw. I mean, they didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, and you know, just when you change the rules, it's hard to win.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is releasing almost all of the military promotions he's had blocked for 10 months. The hold was a protest over the Pentagon's abortion policy, which remains unchanged. After the Republican made his announcement, the Senate swiftly confirmed 425 nominees. He continues to block the promotion of 11 four-star generals. While talking about the House Republican agenda, Speaker Mike Johnson said the White House has been stonewalling their impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. He defended their investigation as the opposite of the sham impeachments Democrats brought against former President Donald Trump.
You're seeing a very deliberate investigation, uncovering and following the facts, following the truth where it leads. That's what the Constitution requires the House to do.
Johnson says a vote to continue the inquiry will be coming soon. The administration's $110 billion foreign aid package looks stalled in a sharply divided Senate, with recriminations from both sides. Republicans are demanding a House amendment to toughen border policy be included with the aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is against it being part of the funding package.
Many Republican members say they want to do Ukraine. If they themselves can't put a border amendment that would pass, then what the heck are we doing?
Schumer says more does need to be done to protect the border, but says Republicans should put forward a standalone bill, which could gain bipartisan support. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says they'll filibuster the entire package if it's not included.
I'm advocating, and I hope all of our members vote no on the motion to proceed to the shell, to make the point, hopefully for the final time, that we insist on meaningful changes to the border.
Immigrant rights groups oppose the House plan because it would in many cases ban asylum and create barriers for migrants seeking it. Constanza Segovia, with Hartford Deportation Defense, is calling on Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy to stand against it, arguing the right to asylum shouldn't be negotiable.
Hopefully, we think that we can get Senator Murphy to stand strong and not bargain these key policies.
College presidents testified before a congressional committee about the rise in anti-Semitism on campus since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Harvard president Claudine Gay says they have to walk a line, confronting hate while protecting free expression, even for hate speech.
But when that expression crosses into conduct that violates our policies around bullying, harassment, intimidation, threats.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has wasted no time calling for a special election February 13th to replace disgraced former Representative George Santos. Nassau County's Democrat and Republican leaders vowed to implement a vigorous screening process for those who will run. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.